Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dave Nicholson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn fires to first and picks off Ward. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle takes first base on ball four. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball towards left. Nicholson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Nicholson. Kindle moves to third. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirkland moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Askew for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pizarro hits a fly ball into left field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kindle bunts towards first. McCraw scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. Held moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alvis takes first base on ball 4. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nicholson takes first base on ball four. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrion hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 2 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Held hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pizarro hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Francona scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landis for the out. Pizarro moves to second. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kindle strikes out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alvis hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hansen fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Robinson moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to third. One out. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Francona settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tasby hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-3 in the game. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Green pinch hits for Al Luplow. Gene Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. Two outs. Joe Adcock pinch hits for early win. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.